This is the NOCM ESOL International Proficient User Level C2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Look at that over there by the shed. What is it? 2. I wish I bought that coat I saw yesterday. I really liked it. 3. I regret eating so much. It's ruined my diet. 4. Could you pick up my prescription from the chemist for me? 5. If you hear anything about the new job, please phone me. 6. I've been offered the chance to talk to the British Prime Minister on the radio. 7. Have you seen the news on TV? The river has burst its banks and the town is flooded. 8. Excuse me, how do I get to the train station? 9. If I hadn't phoned her, I wouldn't have known it was her birthday today. 10. Have you ever stayed in hospital?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Look at that over there by the shed. What is it? 2. I wish I bought that coat I saw yesterday. I really liked it. 3. I regret eating so much. It's ruined my diet. 4. Could you pick up my prescription from the chemist for me? 5. If you hear anything about the new job, please phone me. 6. I've been offered the chance to talk to the British Prime Minister on the radio. 7. Have you seen the news on TV? The river has burst its banks and the town is flooded. 8. Excuse me, how do I get to the train station? 9. If I hadn't phoned her, I wouldn't have known it was her birthday today. 10. Have you ever stayed in hospital?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Can I book my car in for an MOT, please?
What's your name and car registration?
It's Philip Dettori. I've got a Fiat 500, registration ED3973L. The MOT is due on Friday.
We can book it in on Thursday at 1:30. Can you drop it off around 1:15?
Yes, OK. I need a full service as well. And could someone take a look at the alarm? I can't set it. It has an intermittent fault. Sometimes it works, and then it doesn't. The radio aerial is also jammed. It won't move. I keep pressing the button, but nothing happens. I've changed the battery in the alarm control unit and replaced the fuse for the aerial, but nothing works.
If you want us to look at all those things, you won't be able to pick up the car until Friday. When you say the alarm has an intermittent fault, what exactly is the problem?
Sometimes when I try and set the alarm, it doesn't work. It takes ages for me to set it. I keep pressing the remote control until it works. Also, the alarm goes off for some unknown reason, and it takes ages for me to switch it off.
OK. What about the aerial? You say it's stuck. It might just need oiling.
That could solve it. I'll get some oil and try that.
All right. The service will cost €95 and the MOT is €35. That's €130. I can't give you a quote for the alarm or aerial yet because we need to investigate what the problems are. As soon as we know, we'll give you a call back. We can also discuss the MOT. If you're interested, we're offering a full clean for €5. What's your phone number?
03219 476 919. Don't worry about cleaning the car. I like to do that myself. See you on Thursday. Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Can I book my car in for an MOT, please?
What's your name and car registration?
It's Philip Dettori. I've got a Fiat 500, registration ED3973L. The MOT is due on Friday.
We can book it in on Thursday at 1:30. Can you drop it off around 1:15?
Yes, OK. I need a full service as well. And could someone take a look at the alarm? I can't set it. It has an intermittent fault. Sometimes it works, and then it doesn't. The radio aerial is also jammed. It won't move. I keep pressing the button, but nothing happens. I've changed the battery in the alarm control unit and replaced the fuse for the aerial, but nothing works.
If you want us to look at all those things, you won't be able to pick up the car until Friday. When you say the alarm has an intermittent fault, what exactly is the problem?
Sometimes when I try and set the alarm, it doesn't work. It takes ages for me to set it. I keep pressing the remote control until it works. Also, the alarm goes off for some unknown reason, and it takes ages for me to switch it off.
OK. What about the aerial? You say it's stuck. It might just need oiling.
That could solve it. I'll get some oil and try that.
All right. The service will cost €95 and the MOT is €35. That's €130. I can't give you a quote for the alarm or aerial yet because we need to investigate what the problems are. As soon as we know, we'll give you a call back. We can also discuss the MOT. If you're interested, we're offering a full clean for €5. What's your phone number?
03219 476 919. Don't worry about cleaning the car. I like to do that myself. See you on Thursday. Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, how are you? Any problems with your teeth?
I'm fine, apart from a bit of pain in my wisdom tooth at the bottom of my mouth on the left.
OK, let's take a look. Yes, the gum is a bit swollen. It looks like your wisdom tooth is the problem. It's probably better to have it removed. Wisdom teeth can cause problems the older you get, so if we remove both of the bottom ones now, it will save you a lot of trouble in the future. Looking at your mouth, you've got a lot of bottom teeth. If we remove the back ones, it will give more room for your other teeth to separate out, and then you won't have an overcrowded mouth with crooked teeth. The four back wisdom teeth are not used anyway. They are too far back. I'll give you some anti-inflammatory medicine to calm down the gum, and then you can book an appointment to come in for the extractions.
Okay. I wanted to ask about teeth whitening. How much does it cost and how long does it last?
It costs 250 euros. There are two procedures I can do. I can apply a tooth whitening gel onto the teeth and aim a special laser lamp at your teeth for 3 20-minute intervals, reapplying the gel in between the intervals. Or take an impression of your teeth to make a mouth guard, which you fill with a whitening gel. You use the mouth guard at home for 3 hours each day for up to 4 weeks, or keep it in overnight for around 2 weeks. The mouth guard can be used again after 18 months. You just buy the gel. If you have the laser treatment, you will need to return to me to have it redone, if you wish, after a couple of years.
I understand. I'll have a think about it. Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, how are you? Any problems with your teeth?
I'm fine, apart from a bit of pain in my wisdom tooth at the bottom of my mouth on the left.
Okay, let's take a look. Yes, the gum is a bit swollen. It looks like your wisdom tooth is the problem. It's probably better to have it removed. Wisdom teeth can cause problems the older you get, so If we remove both of the bottom ones now, it will save you a lot of trouble in the future. Looking at your mouth, you've got a lot of bottom teeth. If we remove the back ones, it will give more room for your other teeth to separate out, and then you won't have an overcrowded mouth with crooked teeth. The four back wisdom teeth are not used anyway. They are too far back. I'll give you some anti-inflammatory medicine to calm down the gum, and then you can book an appointment to come in for the extractions.
Okay. I wanted to ask about teeth whitening. How much does it cost and how long does it last?
It costs 250 euros. There are two procedures I can do. I can apply a tooth whitening gel onto the teeth and aim a special laser lamp at your teeth for 3 20-minute intervals, reapplying the gel in between the intervals. Or take an impression of your teeth to make a mouth guard, which you fill with a whitening gel. You use the mouth guard at home for 3 hours each day for up to 4 weeks, or keep it in overnight for around 2 weeks. The mouth guard can be used again after 18 months. You just buy the gel. If you have the laser treatment, you will need to return to me to have it redone, if you wish, after a couple of years.
I understand. I'll have a think about it. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Today's debate is about space travel. Is it necessary? Should we be doing it? My guest is former astronaut Lisa Cristoforetti. Lisa, you are obviously for space travel.
Absolutely. Space exploration offers endless opportunities.
What do you mean?
Earth is under threat of global warming. Landscapes are changing due to drought, bushfires, flooding, and there's a decline of natural resources. Wildlife species are becoming extinct, and sea and plant life is suffering. Space travel enables us to explore new planets, which we could live on in the future in the event of the end of the Earth.
But aren't we creating problems? Space exploration is costly and time-consuming. That time and money could be spent on regenerating resources on Earth. Satellites and spaceships create space junk that orbits the Earth, creating particle pollution. Yet, so far, space missions haven't found a planet that replicates the conditions on Earth to enable human life. So, in my opinion, we shouldn't be doing it.
But space exploration can provide humanity with additional resources. Hard rock minerals could, theoretically, be mined from an asteroid or comet. Although comets are mostly rock and ice, and asteroids are nickel and iron. However, precious metals such as gold, silver and platinum can be extracted and brought to Earth. Iron and other metals could be used for building in space. This would prevent us from using the Earth's resources. The main benefit of space exploration is gaining scientific knowledge of what lies beyond Earth. There may be other life forms.
As much as I'd like to believe that, no evidence has been found, has it? If there is life out there, how do we know it isn't hostile?
I can't comment on that. I can say, though, humans are curious creatures and have a need to explore. We cooperate with countries around the world and will do with other life forms if found.
Thank you, Lisa.
Now listen to the debate again.
Good morning. Today's debate is about space travel. Is it necessary? Should we be doing it? My guest is former astronaut Lisa Cristoforetti. Lisa, you are obviously for space travel.
Absolutely. Space exploration offers endless opportunities.
What do you mean?
Earth is under threat of global warming. Landscapes are changing due to drought, bushfires, flooding, and there's a decline of natural resources. Wildlife species are becoming extinct, and sea and plant life is suffering. Space travel enables us to explore new planets, which we could live on in the future in the event of the end of the Earth.
But aren't we creating problems? Space exploration is costly and time-consuming. That time and money could be spent on regenerating resources on Earth. Satellites and spaceships create space junk that orbits the Earth, creating particle pollution. Yet, so far, space missions haven't found a planet that replicates the conditions on Earth to enable human life. So, in my opinion, we shouldn't be doing it.
But space exploration can provide humanity with additional resources. Hard rock minerals could, theoretically, be mined from an asteroid or comet, although comets are mostly rock and ice and asteroids are nickel and iron. However, precious metals such as gold, silver and platinum can be extracted and brought to Earth. Iron and other metals could be used for building in space. This would prevent us from using the Earth's resources. The main benefit of space exploration is gaining scientific knowledge of what lies beyond Earth. There may be other life forms.
As much as I'd like to believe that, No evidence has been found, has it? If there is life out there, how do we know it isn't hostile?
I can't comment on that. I can say, though, humans are curious creatures and have a need to explore. We cooperate with countries around the world and will do with other life forms if found.
Thank you, Lisa.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Thanks for meeting me to talk about the Tennis Club Cafe. The new kitchen equipment has been installed and we've brought a new electronic till, but it hasn't been delivered yet. What else do we need?
The cafe needs some new furnishings. You know, tables, chairs, curtains, that sort of thing.
How do you propose we pay for that?
We could hold a fundraising tennis match. I've asked around and there are a few people who are willing to sponsor our team to play the team in the next village. The other team has said they'd welcome the competition and have suggested a match next month. We could ask the town mayor to open the event. That should draw in the local media. A photograph in the newspaper will publicise the event and highlight our fundraising activities.
My concern is that we won't be able to raise enough money to pay for everything.
Well, I've set up a fundraising webpage with a target of €5,000. So far, we've raised €1,250. If we hold the fundraising match next month, that should bring in another €1,500. Then we've got the opportunity to apply to the local council for a grant. Apparently, we can apply for a maximum of €2,000 if we've raised over half of the target money ourselves.
It sounds like you really worked hard on this. Now, how about new club members? If we could increase our club membership, that should generate additional funds. I've thought about setting up a junior club with a coach. I'm happy to coach a group of children. Can you think of anyone else who might like to do it?
Yes, Carolina. She's great with kids and she's a qualified coach. I'm sure she'd help out. I'm seeing her tomorrow, so I'll ask her.
Good. Let me know how you get on and thanks for all your hard work.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Thanks for meeting me to talk about the Tennis Club Cafe. The new kitchen equipment has been installed and we've brought a new electronic till, but it hasn't been delivered yet. What else do we need?
The cafe needs some new furnishings. You know, tables, chairs, curtains, that sort of thing.
How do you propose we pay for that?
We could hold a fundraising tennis match. I've asked around and there are a few people who are willing to sponsor our team to play the team in the next village. The other team has said they'd welcome the competition and have suggested a match next month. We could ask the town mayor to open the event. That should draw in the local media. A photograph in the newspaper will publicise the event and highlight our fundraising activities.
My concern is that we won't be able to raise enough money to pay for everything.
Well, I've set up a fundraising webpage with a target of €5,000. So far, we've raised €1,250. If we hold the fundraising match next month, that should bring in another €1,500. Then we've got the opportunity to apply to the local council for a grant. Apparently, we can apply for a maximum of €2,000 if we've raised over half of the target money ourselves.
It sounds like you really worked hard on this. Now, how about new club members? If we could increase our club membership, that should generate additional funds. I've thought about setting up a junior club with a coach. I'm happy to coach a group of children. Can you think of anyone else who might like to do it?
Yes, Carolina. She's great with kids and she's a qualified coach. I'm sure she'd help out. I'm seeing her tomorrow, so I'll ask her.
Good. Let me know how you get on and thanks for all your hard work.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.